Hey, I'm Jeff Wills, and we're here in my house in Port Hope. Yeah, I remember the day that I got interested in going out for a proper bike ride. I was probably about 12 years old on my Sears 10 speed, and it was the first time I ever remember venturing out onto country roads with my buddies on the outskirts of Oshawa. I'd never ridden on roads like that, but I just remember bombing down hills, which was probably not even very fast, but it felt like bombing, and you know, racing them up the hills, racing them down the hills. We were so far away from home. We were probably 10K away, but it seemed really far. And we were gone for hours. And it was like, okay, this does everything for me. I'm adventuring. I'm going super fast. I love to do this kind of stuff. And that was the time where I was like, I think I like cycling. And then it just sort of really started to grow slowly from there. You know, getting my first bicycling magazine for Christmas and drooling over bikes and then using my paper route money to buy my first racing bike and joining my first cycling club in Oshawa, and it just continued to develop from there. And here I am over almost 40 years later and I'm still riding bikes, and it's the thing I love to do most. My very first racing bike was a Peugeot. Of course, it had to be a Peugeot. Like, I think at that time, so that would have been like 1983, Peugeot was the bike. And mine was the cheapest Peugeot, but I wanted to get a new bike. My dad took me into downtown Toronto on Bloor Street, where all the big bike shops were. Bloor Cycle, High Park Cycle. We went into High Park Cycle, and that's where we found my bike. It was $385 out of my paper route money. And I think I was probably flat broke after that, and I was 12 or 13 kind of thing. So, and that was my first bike. It had aluminum rims. It was really, really heavy, but it had the right look, and it was a Peugeot, and it was fantastic, yeah. I was like a king. And when my buddies, especially guys my age, who had half a clue about what a Peugeot was, they thought it was awesome, like just fantastic. Like, we didn't know what a great bicycle was at that time. Like, I wouldn't have known what great brands were out of Italy or anything like that necessarily, or what the components were, but that bike was the greatest, yeah. And I did my first races on that bike with the Oshawa Cycling Club too that year. So I was riding my tennis shoes and toe clips and straps, and it was old school for sure. Yeah, picking the bike I ride each day is one of the biggest and hardest decisions I have. And I'm not even joking about that. I have to take into account a whole bunch of things. I take into account the type of ride I'm doing. So sometimes it's a mountain bike ride, so that's easy. I pick a mountain bike, but I have multiple mountain bikes. So which one do I pick? How fast do I want to go on the mountain bike? That determines which one I might pick. What kind of trails are they? All that stuff. On the road, it's like, well, what kind of a ride do I feel like? Is it going to be a hard, fast ride? Do I just want to be comfortable? Do I want to look good? What kind of a ride is it going to be? Then you take into account, what am I going to be wearing? Where am I riding? Which bike did I ride with that guy the last time I rode with him? Because I don't want to show up on the same one again. It's a tough decision.